Welcome in Coach Huger here courtside and get his thoughts on a tough day today for his Falcons. Coach, appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you.
Obviously, the first few minutes of this game really told the story. It just looked like an intensity and focus thing, but give us your read on digging that early hole.
Oh, it definitely was an intensity and a focus thing. We were not ready to play. We just thought it was going to be a cakewalk, a walk in the park, and they showed us that you got to come ready to play every single game, no matter who the opponent. We got a target on our back, and we got to play like that every single night. And today we didn't play like we had a target on our back. And they showed us right there, punched us in the mouth from the start, and we couldn't recover from it.
Hey, you called a timeout early, clearly sensing that things were getting out of hand, and you're trying to mix things up, but just couldn't find that spark in the second half. Was there anything in the second half that you felt better about?
Energy and effort. Energy and effort was there in the second half. We were able to play much harder. We fought them harder. We fought Love harder in the second half. The first half, we didn't fight him at all. He was able to do exactly what he wanted to do. They got every single shot they wanted to get. Second half, we were able to disrupt them. But whenever you got to play like that, it's always difficult at the end of trying to finish the game. And they were able to finish the game.
Well, clearly you had a huge win here at home last Sunday. And then this past week was finals. And things are always different during finals week. A couple days you didn't practice. Did that sort of feed into maybe today just weren't focused mentally when this game started?
It could have. I don't know about that. I just think we weren't ready to play. And that what I saw was no energy to start the game. I saw no effort and getting rebounds. At halftime, we were down 29-10 on rebounds. I mean, mind you, they didn't miss much, but still. Yeah. When they did miss, they got six of those offensive rebounds back. So we just got to do a better job. And you know, we know we got to fight, right? I mean, you always want a game like this to kind of wake you up and have you guys understand how important every game is and how hard you got to fight for every game.
Also, I guess through the first four or five games, even though when you played well, I would say sometimes you had been a little bit unhappy more with the defense than the offense, and that got magnified today, right?
I'm always unhappy with the defense, so you can't really say much about that. I always think we can improve on the defensive end. I always think you can get better every single step of the way on the defensive end. And, you know, today we just didn't – it was energy and effort today, so that was the difference in the game.
Admittedly, though, you look at Wright State, they got good size really at every spot. It seemed like that, especially in the backcourt, they had more size than you, and that was a factor.
I wouldn't say that. I think it was more of their ball movement and being able to get stops. They were able to move the ball. Love is a problem on the low block, so we had to have a crowd around them, and that freed up shooters. But we had more activity in the second half. We disrupted that. But when we get a steal, we turn it right back over. So it was more like, you know, we going back and forth. When you get those steals, we got to capitalize on those. That's the only way you get back into the game, by getting those stops and being able to capitalize on the other end. We weren't able to capitalize on the other end, and that was the game.
Coach, how worried are you that this kind of effort can linger? I mean, you want to try and put it behind you as quickly as possible.
Not worried at all. Not worried at all about this. This is one game. Every game is different. Every opponent is different. This is only one game. You lose games like this all the time. Somebody loses a game like this who don't come ready to play. So this is only one game. I don't think it'll linger. I think we'll be fine the next time out.
All right, Coach, hopefully that is exactly the case. And wherever and whenever that is, we'll be ready to bring it to folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.